Hey, we've got, let's talk about tile drainage here with Andrew Frazee from Central Drain. And Andrew, I think I said this to you last year. There are two types of land, that which is tiled and that which is going to be tiled, right?
That's what I like to hear.
And you're working on the stuff that will be tiled, right?
That's right. Yeah. No, it's a no-doubter. Someone told me the other day, I'm going to steal his line, but he said tiling's like tattoos. He's like, if you think about it, you never see a guy with only one tattoo. He continues to do them. And that's the same thing with tiling. I'll talk to guys every April and I'll say, hey, how's the spring planting going? I say, well, sitting here with all the neighbors, we all got about one quarter planted. And that's our tile quarter. And now we sit here for a couple weeks, wait for everything else to dry out, and then we can get on that. So our goal is to tile our whole farm, he says. So.
All right. Well, and again, that's where you come in. And should that be how it's done in an organized, structured plan over a period of years?
Absolutely. I would say prioritize by start with the easiest first. Anything that you can gravity outlet, for example, into a nice ditch or things like that. The one thing I really focus on this year is, guy, with commodity prices tight, start looking at those areas that you're going backwards on, you're losing money on, you're putting $300 inputs into every spring and getting nothing. And so areas, for example, that you can identify on a soybean yield map, look at those areas that are less than 20 bushel acre soybeans and start pinpointing the tile in those areas. So you'd maybe doing more spot and targeting tile instead of a whole pattern layout, but those areas return investment extremely quick. So.
I would assume with tile, not only are you controlling water, but you're also controlling soil chemistry and other things, nutrients.
Yes, yes, exactly. And the big thing is providing optimal conditions every year. And that's the nice thing about tile. And so what tiling does is just drops the excess water out of the soil profile. And so every spring, when you come to April, you're not sitting there waiting for it could be a wet spring. You might have just had rain. Give it 2 days. That excess drains out. So every spring, you're introducing that seed to an optimal soil condition with oxygen and water, not just all water.
All right. And in a wet fall or a high snow winter, that tile drain is working all winter long. And I can see where it would prevent flooding downstream.
You bet. I mean, anything we can take in the non-peak times, for example, any moisture that would come in the fall, that's the nice thing about tiling. And so tiling will take that moisture in the fall, drain it out of the profile, and that sponge then, everything in that top 3 to 4 feet of the soil is dry and wide open to take any spring moisture. And so any spring moisture you can then grab in the soil in the spring instead of it running off to the river and flooding,
right,
is the key. And so it's a no-brainer. It works well for tile.
One of these years going to be in the headlines of the paper, Farmers Save Town.
It sure could be. You know, and there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
So,
what's the one message you'd like farmers to think about in 2018 when it comes to tile drainage?
Yeah, no, I would say, again, I'd look at those areas that the bank's looking at, for example. A lot of young guys, for example, would have mortgaging on 160 acres, and maybe they're only planting 150 it, and 140 of it's actually producing a crop. So all of a sudden, you're paying your bills, and your budget is getting covered on 140 acres, where there's 20 acres they're not holding their own. So I'd really target these smaller areas now and get them producing. And like they used to produce. A lot of times it's the best ground that was there in the 70s and 80s, and now it's become saline and too high water table in the wet years. And so focus on that.
All right. Excellent advice. What's the best way to get a hold of you to sit down and talk about it?
Yeah, my number would be 701-367-1738, or visit us online, www.centraldrainage.com.
Central with an O.
Central with an O, thank you.
Central Drainage, gotcha. And Andrew, good to see you again.
You too, Mick. Always good to see you.
Talk to you later.